life. Sometimes so much is compressed into such a little word. Listen along with our host, Josiah Carrick, as we take a deep dive into the experiences of students at Cedarville University. Bella, Ben, and Joseph continue their 1,000 days as a sophomore, junior, and senior, while Eliana joins them as our freshman. There will be many joys and challenges this year, but we can have hope through everything because Romans 8:28 reminds us that in all things, God works for the good of those who love Him. This is 1,000 Days, a Resound Radio podcast.
Ben, welcome back.
That's me. I'm back.
How are you doing?
I am so tired.
Already?
And I know the semester's only started, but I have 8 a.m.s or 8:30s like every day. And at the time of recording this, I got up super early because I had bio.
Oh, been there, done that.
I'm hanging in there.
Yeah.
But other than that, I'm actually doing pretty well. I'm like, life's all right. I'm hanging in there. No major life-threatening crisis has happened in the first 2 weeks this time.
Yes.
So like, I can't complain, honestly.
No, good. Yeah. Junior year,
mm-hmm.
Brand new year for you. You are now over halfway done. So your day number is 643.
Oh, I don't like that.
What is that like now that you are over halfway? You're in the middle of your junior year now, just started it.
It's really weird. In some ways, I'm like, yeah, I'm a junior. I'm old and grizzled with much sage advice to give. And then on the other hand, I'm like, nah, I feel like a freshman still. Like, part of that is also due to like circumstances with friendships and social situations and stuff like that playing a part. But just in general, I'm like, I don't feel like I'm a junior. That's wild to me.
Yeah. No, I understand too. I think a lot of that comes with just the experiences that you have.
Mm-hmm.
Some are heavier than others, and the heavier ones tend to give you that weightiness that comes with age. So the older you get, the longer you experience something, the older you feel, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Ben, you wrote a wonderful journal entry.
Thank you.
For your first junior year entry. Some things I want to ask you about. First of all, your summer. Just give us a brief update on how that went. I know in the past, it's been difficult because you did recently move somewhat within the year, right?
Yeah. I think it was like 2 days before I came back to school this year. It would have been the 1 year anniversary of like us moving.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was okay. I worked at Starbucks. It was a really good job, really good job experience. That was really all I did. I didn't really have friends in the area, nearest people that were nearby. We didn't end up working out. No one in specific. It's definitely not the person I'm talking to on the other side of this. I'm kidding. I know we were going to try to hang out and it didn't work out. One of my good friends did come and visit me like a couple days before school. It was when my birthday was actually, so that was kind of cool. But other than that, I didn't really make friends down there. I didn't like have the opportunity to. I got to know some of my parents' students, but that's different because like, I'm not saying they can't be friends. I'm just saying it's a different type of relationship because they're involved in my parents' ministry. So it's not like my peers that I can get super close, best pals with. I was just starting to feel like I was like kind of just kind of breaking the ice, fitting in at Starbucks, and then I had to leave the job and come back to school. So overall, it wasn't like a bad summer or anything. It just was, I went to work, I worked for 8 hours, I came back, I, you know, watch a baseball game with my mom, play a video game, watch a movie with my dad, something like that. So it was very much like work focus, which isn't bad. I needed the money, I needed to work and make some money for college, so like God really provided there. It was just kind of hard because I feel like a lot of my friends had really like social oriented summers and I didn't, so it was just like coming back to school felt like there was a little bit of like a social learning curve, if that makes sense. Like, you ever feel like you're away from people your age or that you're close to and then you're like, man, I feel like I've regressed socially like a year, like I'm not gonna remember how to talk to people, which is so stupid because you do, but it's just like you kind of come back to college with that little bit of hesitancy of like, oh, I haven't been around my good friends in a long time or like had that kind of like comfortability with people.
I find that interesting for you because that is not who you are. At least that's not the essence you give off. You are very much an extrovert social person.
Oh, I love being around people, but it was just like having gone for like 3-4 months without having like really close friends nearby. It just kind of was like, I don't know. I felt like my mind went into a little bit of a, not a dark place, but just kind of like standby mode, if that makes any sense.
Mm-hmm.
You know, work, consume entertainment, do chores, do this, like that kind of stuff. So it was just kind of like, I don't know. It was just a little bit of hesitancy and uncertainty. Like, there was no actual difference in me or in other people. It was just kind of like, oh, I haven't been used to this in a while.
Well, something else you're not used to, which you talk about in the journal entry. I love this sentence. I'm just going to read it verbatim. You say, like every semester, I tell myself that this one's going to be different and that I'm not going to overextend or overbook myself, only to immediately realize that I've already failed. That's a fantastic line because I highly relate to that.
Thank you. I really channeled that writer in me to accurately represent how badly I've already started this semester.
Well, so you use that line in context of you are very busy with the jobs you have and the classes you have, but that also means that your relationships, the many of them that you have, are having to be not fewer per se, but you're spending less time with them. Like, you don't have a choice.
Yeah. So as always, you know this, I've talked about it last season. Can we call it season? Last year?
Sure. Why not?
I like season, like last season on 1,000 days. No,
right.
I definitely have an issue with overextending myself because it's hard for me to say no to people. I'm a people pleaser. Oopsies. I'm a people pleaser. And then that paired with like the pressure, I guess, of being in college, and there's so many opportunities, there's so many good things you can do, you don't, like, how do I say no to this? Someone's like, oh, do you want to be a part of this thing? And I'm like, well, I don't know if I can make that work with my schedule, but like, that's a great opportunity. So that was what I struggled with like all last year, a little bit of freshman year. So like, mainly last year was like I got into that groove. So this year is like, okay, I'm gonna do different. I'm gonna like be better at this. I'm gonna do this. I have these responsibilities. I'm gonna be COPPA officer again this year, so there's that. I'm going to be involved with these jobs, but then I'm also going to be able to do things I like. I'm going to keep doing 1,000 days. I'm going to keep doing DJing, having time for friends, that kind of stuff. Well, come last Monday, well, at least last Monday at the time of recording this, and I had my orientation for my new job, in which they're like, yeah, so you're going to be doing at least 10 hours of work.
Oh, my word.
Here's your schedule. So your carefully constructed schedule where you would have Tuesdays and Thursdays only one class in and you wouldn't have anything before chapel. So it would be your, you know, sleep in day, catch up on homework day. Yeah, we're going to have you come in at 8:30 to 10 and then 11 to 1 on those days. So it's going to be just as busy as the rest of your days. And I was sitting there going, uh-huh, okay, that's great.
Uh-huh.
Like, I knew it was going to be work. I expected that. But to have that much and that frequency, and it changed the like entire climate of my schedule. I don't know why. I was expecting maybe having some later days like I did for like when I worked at like Stingers, rest in peace Stingers, or Tossed, that like, you know, I could work later in the evenings, but like their office apparently closes at 5, so any shift I have has to be before that.
Yeah.
Which means as of right now, like I can just pull up like my Google Calendar, and it's not that I'm like constantly completely overbooked like 7 to midnight, but like looking at this thing, I have maybe an hour or 2 hours. Like, I up until like 6 or 7, I very seldom have more than like 2 hours of time that I'm not doing a class, which makes homework, like, cramming that in. So it's just, it's manageable. But all of a sudden, my semester that I was like, I'm going to be on top of this. I'm going to make sure I say no to people. I'm going to make sure I say no to things. I even brought back a video game that I started right before the end of summer because I'm like, I never play games for myself. So I'm going to bring back this game. And if I know I have this game, then I'll force myself maybe an hour a week to sit down and have me time. And all of a sudden, everything is just shattered around me because now I'm just going. And I didn't know that that was going to happen this semester.
Right. And that's very new for you because you had a lot of free time in your past 2 years.
Yeah. I was busy, but it was like busy as in more homework, more projects. I'd have certain set times where I do things, but I was like, I'd have this 2-hour time block. I got to hang out with this person, but also get this essay finished. So now it's like, this has been so bizarre in the last week. Like, I don't grab lunches with people. I don't have time to grab lunches.
Right.
Sometimes I just don't eat lunch. Like, I don't have time with the way the lines are here right now. Ugh.
Yeah, they're rough.
That was like last year. It's like, yes, I'd have a busy schedule, but I'd, you know, have no class at 11. So I'd go with a bunch of people right after chapel, grab lunch, kind of skim a chapter I had to read for homework, and then do class at 12, and then work on an essay after. So like, that's just gone now. Now it's like class, maybe grab lunch if you can, cram this thing of homework. So it's like, and I haven't even had the bulk of homework kick in yet. So I am very concerned that this semester might be my breaking point. And as of all the semesters, this was the one going into, I was like, I feel the most confident in my ability to do this and not freak out.
Mm-hmm.
And then God was like, trust me more. Here's this busy schedule. And I went, okay, Lord.
Right. So you speak about that in the entry. And I think you're very wise to notice this other route that God might be taking you. You mentioned that while you are going to be the busiest you've ever been, ironically, it's forcing you to slow down with relationships. And mm-hmm. last year, we talked so much about almost a paranoia about the status of your relationships. What is this contrast like for you?
I would be lying if I'd say that I wasn't worried that I feel like my relationships are slipping through my fingers a little bit. And just circumstances outside of my schedule, like a lot of, like pretty much all the girls in my close like friend group decided to move off campus in like a house, which is great for them. But like a downside of that is a lot of the people in our friend group now aren't around for meals. Like the people that we would just normally be like, oh, anyone want to go study together in the library, or anyone want to grab dinner? Like half of those people aren't here anymore. So there's that. It's really not fun, like being like one of the only people in the group that's like never around for the meals, never around to do stuff like that. And I've had times to like see people, but it's more in passing conversations, things like that. And I know it's like 2 weeks in, so I'm not saying this is how the semester's going to go, but it's just been rough because I feel like I haven't really had much like meaningful time with people other than like the guys in my hall after I get back to my dorm because I'm there. So that's been a struggle, but at the same time, like it has made things a little more intentional. I felt like sometimes last semester I was the fallback friend or the easy friend. You know, I was always there. I was always around if people needed something then, but like I wasn't really the friend that a lot of times people would go out of their way to reach out to or to hang out with. And there were people that would, but I just felt like as a whole, I was just kind of like around more. You know, I was just kind of there in the group, which is not a bad thing, but just—
Why do you think that was?
I don't know. I definitely was trying really hard to fit into a new group last year, the new group that formed within our group and stuff. So I was really trying hard to be present, to be around. I definitely have a fear of losing friendships, so that was a big part. I was just always around because I was scared of the FOMO, you know, fear of missing out. What happens if I'm not there for this lunch and all my other friends are? Well, I don't want to be alone. I want to go hang out with them, kind of thing. So now I'm being forced to reckon with that, but I've, you know, had people more reach out being like, hey, when can we grab a coffee? Like, when are you busy? Can we do something today? So like a little bit of a switch from last year, I was the one that was feeling like I was reaching out a lot and be reaching out sometimes to avoid. Whereas this time, yeah, maybe as I haven't seen as many people, but the people I have been more direct and like, okay, let's make this work. Let's cultivate this friendship. So I don't know. It's definitely been a learning curve, but it's been something I've noticed.
Well, so you're right in that you may find the intentional friends this year. If you are as busy as you say you are and it continues to be like this, the only people who are still going to be by your side at the end of the day are the ones who want to be, not the ones who have to be. So this may indeed be a refinery in some sense because it's going to be a lot harder not having as much social interaction this year, but the ones who do are the real people.
Yeah. And that's really hard for me because I've always valued those close friendships the most. But I've always, so far in college, I've always been kind of surrounded by a group of extended, air quotes, friends, you know, more acquaintances or friends of friends or just like large friend group, peripheral friends. So it's like I've always been kind of a person that's existed in a large group. And maybe that's been some of an issue of sometimes feeling invisible in that. But like, that's always been my kind of social life. And so now that I don't have that as much, it's been different. But like you said, that might be maybe what God needed to get me to slow down a little bit.
So how do you think you're going to cope this year?
Well, one thing I'm trying to do is, in spite of the busyness, to really prioritize quiet time and prayer time, because that fell through the cracks a lot last year. And I know that like if I'm getting through this schedule, it's not going to be because of my own wonderful time management skills or great work at this or that. Like that's not me at all. If I'm getting through this, it's because God is guiding me through it. And so I need to really focus on Him. So there's that. I guess time management, like way more than it should have been last year. Like my calendar now, I have to put every little thing in there just to make sure I'm being responsible. I'm not forgetting things. So like keeping track of that. And I guess the big one is utilizing my evenings, because I have evenings free now. I'm not working at like Toss or Stingers or anything like that. Unfortunately, as you know, I did have to drop the DJ just until I know I can get a swing of this PR thing, which was really frustrating to me. But as a result, I know.
But you said no. You were able to.
I did, and it did feel good. But yeah, I do have my evenings free. So although a lot of that's going to be homework, like I do have those times. Grab a movie with people. Go out and play wiffle ball. Practice baseball throwing with a couple people in the dorm. That kind of stuff. So it's like I do have those times. Forcing myself to also be intentional about, okay, I have this time, instead of just wasting it away, like, hanging around people that may or may not want me there, or just kind of walking around aimlessly, like, be intentional with this time, reach out to the people, do events, watch a movie, but watch it with good friends that I haven't seen as much lately, like, that kind of thing. So if anything, using that evening time to balance between homework and intentional community, I guess, is I think what's going to get me through this. And also sleep. I've been going to bed actually early. And by early, I mean between 12 and 1 now instead of 2 and 3, which is
that's
just really
early?
Weird. It's early. It's so early. So okay. Early.
So that's like priority one you need to fix, I think.
Okay, you but, know what?
So Ben, we've talked on our own about this before, and I know I've told you this, but I'll say it again in that if I were to redo my own college career, I would do it differently mm-hmm. and place a higher emphasis on being social rather than how busy I am. Because when I am busy, as you're going to come to understand, I think you are starting to understand it to some degree. When you do become busy, you don't have that time to be social, like at all. Mm-hmm. Like when you have a schedule that goes from 8 a.m. to 11 p.m. every day, and you legitimately don't have time to do anything other than work, it gets frustrating because your social relationships falter. However, I did come to understand the people who really wanted me around. I had a lot of friends, just like you do too, but I think mm-hmm. you are going to learn who the people are that really value you and really want you in their presence, not just to say that you're a friend.
Yeah.
It's going to be hard.
I think so.
But I think this is going to be better for you in the long run. Would you agree?
I would agree. It's just a very steep learning curve. Until that kind of gets figured out, it's definitely a frustration because it's like, I want to be present. I want to do these things. So I think it is important. The hard thing is, like you said, I want to free up space. I just don't know how right now. Because most of the things I'm involved in now are not things I can say no to or weren't things that, like, you know, last year I definitely was, like, way too involved in, like, so many, like, little fluff things. But, like, this year, my job working for PR, like, it's important. It's really important to get that experience. It's important for the resume, so I have to do that. It's important for, the Mukapa officer. I can't bow out of that. Maybe I shouldn't have. If I knew what the semester was going to look like this year, I maybe wouldn't have run, but I did. And so I have to steward that responsibility well. So it's like a lot of the things that I'm involved in now, I can't drop. So it's like, maybe I want to reshuffle, but I don't know how to do that right now with the deck that I have.
Right. You don't really have a choice.
If anything, I might have to next semester drop my Cedars job. But that's been one of my most like grateful opportunities I've had on campus in terms of work, because I do work, but it's also fun. So it's like being able to do kind of mix. And last year that was a big thing. Oh, I had to review a movie. Let's hit up a couple friends and go see this movie together, and then I'll write the review on it. So it was like a mixture of social and friendship.
Yeah.
So it's kind of hard right now because it's like you said, I'm looking at my life right now and going, I kind of want to prioritize maybe just a little bit more on social, but I don't really have that opportunity right now. And I don't know if come next semester I would, especially if, now that's the big thing I'm questioning is, would I have time to fit in the winter play that I really wanted to be in? Like, I want to, but, like, what else would have to drop as a result of that? I think, if anything, God is definitely teaching me to be more intentional with my own time and my own abilities, because I can't just say yes to everything
right.
and somehow make it work. Like, I've somehow squeaked by the last 2 years. So, yeah, I think God's teaching me lessons through this.
You would probably rather learn this lesson here in college than in the real life, in the outside world, honestly, because you have the ability to mess up gravely here and not have major consequences when you get into real world. You've got finances to worry about. And if you can't juggle all the things out there, then you're going to fall. So it's good that you're doing this now. You're getting this experience. I had one last thing I wanted to ask you. Mm-hmm. I plan to ask everyone this and then come back in the final episode and relive it, if you will. What is one thing you're hoping that God teaches you this year? And then we'll come back in the final and see if it happened.
If my identity isn't rooted in him, everything else will fall apart. Job-wise, class-wise, friend-wise. I mean, that was what we saw a lot of last year. I was idolizing my relationships to the point where they were sometimes eclipsing God's importance. And then when things would shake down, when things would crumble, I had no foundation to lean back on. I think that's one thing that God is teaching me right now with this schedule, with this busyness, with this craziness, is that I need to rely on him for everything, to get through classes, to get through work, to have wisdom for friendships and how to pursue those. So that is my prayer, that this year, this season for Xanadu, you know, 1,000 days, that I really lean more into that and really trust him and follow him first, so that these things will fall into the places that they should be, even though those might not be the places that I want them to be.
Yeah, I agree with you fully on that. I really do hope that God will teach you, and we will find out. Okay, Ben, thank you for joining me on your first episode of 1,000 Days this year.
Season premiere.
Yeah, right. For those people who have been asking me how you felt after we posted your blooper reel, I just want to get a quick update on how you feel about that for the public.
A quick update will be that you will hear my quick update when my lawyers contact. No, I'm kidding. that was really funny. If any of you haven't seen it, look it up on Resound Radio's Instagram. We tried to record like a promo for 1,000 Days last year, and it was, I think, after recording an episode. But for whatever reason, I was fumbling every single thing I would say. It was, I think we were there for a good 15, 20 minutes trying to get like a 2-minute mm-hmm. promo out. It was hilarious. I just didn't know that you had that footage. And so you posted on my birthday and I was like, wait, this can't be. So as
if, you know, I had to do something about it.
Yeah, I should have seen it coming. But anyone's listening, I was not actually upset. I am not. Listen, I have no self, like, image. Like, okay. My image is just people making fun of me, and I'm here for it. Like, I don't have any, like, high and mighty view of myself that this is going to, like, seriously knock me down a couple pegs. Like, if people laugh at me, that's great. I laugh at me pretty much on a daily basis. So
so I can put
I invite everyone to laugh at me as well.
Right. So I can do a few more of those, is what you're saying.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Enter that into, like, local competition somewhere. And, I don't know.
Okay. All right, Ben. I appreciate you talking to me. We will check in 2 weeks.
All right. I'll see you then.
Before you go, I hope you enjoyed this episode of 1,000 Days, a Resound Radio podcast. If you liked it, you can follow us on Instagram and like our Facebook page. You can also go to our website, resoundradio.com, where you can listen to Resound's music broadcasts, more episodes of 1,000 Days, and view the journal entry from today's episode. This episode was produced by Jer Mobley and Hannah Newman, and edited by Jer Mobley.